The mine being proposed for the Pinoki Hills of Iron and Ashland counties would be a miles-long open pit. To get to all the iron ore, a company would have to find somewhere to put the millions of tons of waste rock surrounding it. In a place like the Pinoki Hills, that's tricky because of all the lakes and streams that cover the landscape. But one option for the mining company under this GOP plan would be mitigation, developing a wetland somewhere else in exchange for those that get filled in around the mine. Wisconsin didn't pass a major wetlands mitigation law until last session, when it was co-sponsored by Republican Senators Neil Kedzie and Dale Schultz. Schultz enthusiastically supported the change in a speech on the Senate floor last February.
I have to say that there are few endeavors in the legislature that I have enjoyed as much as I have working with the senator from the 11th on this bill.
But Schultz said yesterday that he never would have voted for that wetlands bill, let alone helped craft it, if he'd known it would be used for mining.
All of us who sat at the table, you know, this issue came up, were assured this would never ever find its way into a mining bill.
Wetlands mitigation is only one facet of the bill up for debate today, which GOP sponsors say establishes certainty in the mining permitting process and clears the way for mining jobs in the north. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.